CBR.
Before CBA Mobile.
Morgan, Dave. This is OTR. How's your day?
Fabulous, Tom. How are you doing, sir?
Most go that far. If I was about 20 years younger, I'd say marvelous. And still retired. Shoot. Well, it's sunny out here. I'm just going down to Tractor Supply to get some chicken feed.
Headed to a, sleep study. Sorry about that, my 440 side of my radio's ID and need to turn that down. I think this has got to be a way to turn it off when I'm transmitting, but I haven't gotten that far in the manual yet.
Problem, it was very suppressed anyways. Oh, I got 440 on this radio, but I never use it.
There's some several good repeaters, and there's a 442.075, and man, it's got pretty decent coverage. It's a real quiet repeater. I never hear anybody on it. I'm not exactly sure where it's located, but I've talked on that before with, I think, Steve and maybe Phil. You know, it's, like I said, it's a real quiet repeater.
Excuse, I think it was 444.8 back up in Kansas. I just never heard much down here on them. And I haven't heard Steve lately. Is he out and about?
Earlier this morning, about, I don't know, 6:30, something like that.
It's still the middle of the night. Well, I started getting my 160 antenna up. I got the short side of it ready to hoist. Now I got to try to get over the long side of it and get up in there. It's, it's quite a tour on them long ones.
How long is it?
265 feet.
Oh. I'd have to run that diagonally from the backyard to the front yard. I don't have a tree in the front yard or a telephone pole. Let's see, all our power's underground. So everything's underground. And, so I don't have anything tied to. So I had to go with, you know, the 135-foot Wyndham, and thank goodness I've got four trees that are lined up in the backyard. But I only have 90 feet across the back, so it's not telling what the wave looks like when I'm transmitting off of it, but because the ends kind of go down just a little bit, but anyway, but it works good.
Yeah, those are nice antennas, nothing wrong with them. Yeah, Bill said you had a little bit of an odd configuration there when you guys were putting it up, but I got three good neighbors and they don't care, so I go over my yard and three neighbors' yards. It's nice to have good neighbors.
Well, that's good. I probably could have asked the guy. Well, yeah, I imagine neither one of the guys beside me would mind if I used one of their trees. I really would only have to use one side. And, I think. But anyway, that's not a big deal. It's doing a good job. I appreciate Bill putting it up for me.
This is N0GR. Yeah, you've had the best there, I'll tell you. Well, I never did. Sure, a great deal of activity on 160 anyways. And it's a winter band. But if you want to get in gab stations or something, there's some of those on there. It's a pretty noisy band. And I'm not enthused with it. I just like that antenna because it's going in the opposite direction of my super loop. Coverage and maybe a little more gain, I don't know. It's just another alternative to go to if I'm not hearing the station good on the first one, because I don't have a directional antenna like a tower and a beam or anything. And that would be the best ideal thing, but they sure are a chore to put up, Dave, for two old cripples. I'm worse than Bernice is. And but we take our time and do a little bit at a time. And the neighbors have offered to help us if necessary. And we'll see how it goes today. And like to finish it up. So, Dave, I'll let you go. It's good to hear you this morning. And hope everything's going well for you. It is for us. I'll say 73s and catch you down the line. I'm sitting here at Tractor Supply. This is N0TR, clear.
Hi, that's store. That's kind of a men's toy store. It's kind of like going to Lowe's or Ace Hardware or somewhere like that.
That is. See you later, Dave.
Tom, have a good day. KB4CBA.